Staff entertaining is again hospitality of any kind, but this time provided to other employees of the same organisation. It does not apply to that part of the cost of a business entertaining event, such as corporate entertaining at the tennis at Wimbledon, that relates to the employees attending as hosts or otherwise. Those costs are business entertaining when you're looking at the whole purpose of the function, and you don't split genuine corporate business entertaining costs between the client element and the employee element. Staff entertaining does cover the staff day at the races, or the use of the hospitality box, say at the Emirates or White Hart Lane on Boxing Day, when clients and customers want to be with their families. It also includes the annual Christmas party, but more of that later. Unlike business entertaining, the costs of staff entertaining, which are part of the emoluments of the employees, will not normally be disallowed on the business, as they should be wholly and exclusively incurred for the purposes of the employer's trade or profession, part of the cost of employing people. The problem for many businesses, and where they often get it wrong, is the perception that the cost is a genuine business expense, where food and drink is provided at a business lunch or meeting. Discussing business over a business lunch is not a get-out, and does not mean that a deduction will be allowed. The courts have said we eat in order to live, not in order to work. It is not an expense that is incurred wholly, exclusively, and necessarily in the performance of the duties. Therefore, staff entertaining is normally a taxable benefit for employees, and many employers will include it in a PAYU settlement agreement. Paragraph 20.7 of the booklet 480 states that the expense of entertaining colleagues, that is, other employees of the same organisation, is not normally allowed. Well, what does that mean? HMRC guidance, again in the Employment Income Manual, this time at 32.620, states that the expense of entertaining other employees of the same organisation will not normally satisfy the conditions for a deduction under Section 336. It may be argued that contact with colleagues is necessary. This may be so, but any entertainment in the course of such contact is almost always likely to be predominantly related to social and personal considerations. The expense is unlikely to have been incurred wholly, exclusively, and necessarily in the performance of the employee's duties. The discussion of matters related to the work of the individuals concerned in the course of entertainment does not make the cost of that entertainment admissible. In a disputed case, it is for the employee to demonstrate that the expenditure satisfies the conditions of Section 336 ITPA 2003. That's the guidance in the manual. And then it goes on, examples of situations that you may accept will bring the entertainment of colleagues within the Section 336 deductions are entertainment in the course of negotiating the renewal or alteration of a service contract, or entertainment on the occasion of a briefing visit when local staff are detained beyond normal hours to fit in with the visit of a headquarters controller or director general. So again, you can see where there is some leeway there in terms of staff-only costs of food, which may be regarded as allowable and not as taxable staff entertaining, but it is very limited. Outside consultants and agents cannot normally be classed as colleagues within the organisation. The admissibility of the cost of entertaining them must depend upon the particular circumstances. Other members of the organisation, as well as the principal host, can be included in business entertaining if their presence is justifiable for reasons directly related to the activities of the organisation. So again, you can see the Revenue's attitude on that. And it goes on to say, cases where employees entertain visitors from other companies within the same group should be dealt with on their merits. Companies in a group situation can and do deal with each other on arm's length basis. It is therefore quite possible that the expenses of entertaining visitors from another group company will satisfy the conditions in Section 336. But where social and personal considerations are present, the expenses will not be deductible. So let's have another look at that. I think basically what HMRC says is that if we have a situation where companies within a group are trading with each other on an arm's length basis, we may be able to treat the entertaining expenses as business entertaining, which should then be disallowed, as opposed to it being staff entertaining, where the costs will be allowed to the company, but the expenses won't be deductible on the employees. It'll be taxable staff entertaining when it's social and personal considerations present.